End of Year Listening Test, Part 4. You will hear an interview about a sporting achievement by comedian Eddie Izzard. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer A, B, or C.
We've been talking about incredible achievements, and today we're talking to Deborah Pearson, a sports psychologist, about the amazing challenge that actor and comedian Eddie Izzard set himself a few years ago in 2009. Izzard decided to run across the United Kingdom, a total of over 1,000 miles, or the equivalent of 43 marathons, in just 7 weeks. It sounds completely impossible, but he did it. Deborah, tell us why you think he took on this difficult challenge.
Well, John, Eddie wanted to raise money to help adults and children in Britain and other countries. He chose to do something really difficult so that people would be more willing to support him by giving money to charity. He came up with the idea himself, and he's a very determined person. He wanted to show himself that he could do it. As you said, though, Eddie is a well-known actor and comedian, not an athlete, and is not even particularly fit. So it was a huge challenge for him.
So he must have spent months training for the event.
Well, no. This is what made his plan even more crazy. Only 5 weeks before his run started, Eddie visited some doctors to have his health checked. Of course, they were amazed that he was planning to run 43 marathons and that he was going to do them in such a short period of time. But what they found most difficult to believe was that he only had 5 weeks to train. Marathon runners usually need several months.
So how did he choose his route?
Well, he wanted to run through all four countries of the United Kingdom: England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. He made the route very personal to his life. He was born abroad, but from the age of 1 to 5, he'd lived with his parents in Bangor, North Ireland, so he wanted to visit that area again. The family had then moved to the village of Skewen, in Wales, where they were living when Eddie's mother died. He was just 6 at the time. He planned the route of his run so that he could visit their old house in Skewen too. In Scotland, he visited the places where he'd worked as a comedian.
He must have had a special diet to give him enough energy to keep going.
Yes, he needed a lot of calories each day. He started every day with a large bowl of hot porridge, and then he ate lots of energy bars and special gels throughout the day. In the evenings, he had to eat lots of carbohydrates, so he'd have meals containing things like pasta or potatoes.
And he didn't do the whole thing alone, did he?
No, he had a small team of people who were with him most of the time. There were sports therapists and medical advisors who helped him get through the pain and the injuries that he suffered by giving him massages and treatment. There was also an ice cream van. This gave away free ice creams to the people who came to support Eddie and give money to the charity. And there was a small film crew as well. They travelled on a small three-wheeled bicycle.
Well, apart from all the pain that he went through, he must have become fitter by the end of the run.
Definitely. The run will have had a good effect on his heart and lungs, and he developed more muscle in place of fat. His face became slimmer, and he probably ended up slightly shorter than when he'd started, because so much running puts a lot of downward pressure on the body. But he probably didn't lose any weight, because turning fat into muscle can actually increase your weight.
Well, it was an amazing achievement. I wouldn't be able to run even one marathon. Thanks very much, Deborah, for talking to us today.
It was my pleasure.